Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for checking out the second episode of the History of Things podcast. I'm your host, Mark, and today I thought we would go over the history of something that practically everyone on the planet owns, the television. It's been around for a long time, it seems, but the history is actually quite interesting. So without further ado, let's dive into the history of the television. 100 years ago, no one knew what a television was. Even as late as 1947, only a fraction of the population owned their own TV. Today, though, just about everyone on the planet has multiple TVs, one for every room of the house, even. I had no idea that there was mechanical TVs before electric ones. They started to pop out in the early 1800s. They mechanically scanned the images and then projected them on a screen. Quite primitive in comparison to the electric TVs. One of the first mechanical TVs had a rotating disc with holes arranged in a spiral pattern. It was two independent investors that created this TV. A Scotsman by the name of John Logie Baird, and an American named Charles Francis Jenkins. Both of these mechanical TVs I have mentioned were created in the early 20s. Prior to the two aforementioned inventors, German inventor Paul Gottlieb Nipkow had developed his version of a mechanical TV. His device had 18 lines of resolution. It would send images through wires using a rotating metal disc. He called it an electric telescope. Along comes 1907, and another two inventors, a Russian named Boris Rosing and an Englishman named A.A. Campbell Swinton, they created a totally new television system by combining a cathode ray tube with a mechanical scanning system. It was inventors and inventions like these that would pave the way to the electric TVs. It was a 21-year-old inventor named Philo Taylor Farnsworth that invented the world's first electronic television. Starting in high school, Philo began to think of a system that could capture moving images, transform those images into code, and then move those images along radio waves to different devices. Farnsworth's system, virtually a primitive camera, if you will, captured moving images using the beam of electrons. Farnsworth's invention was miles ahead of any mechanical TV system invented to date. The first image ever transmitted by TV was just a simple line. Then later, it was followed by the famous dollar sign that Farnsworth would transmit using his television after a prospective investor asked, "When are we going to see some dollars in these things, Farnsworth?" During the years 1926 to 1931, the mechanical TVs were continued to be updated and improved, but ultimately they were all doomed to be obsolete in the near future due to the more modern electrical televisions. By 1934, all TVs had been converted into electronic system. America would start seeing its first TV station in the late 1920s and 30s. W3XK was the first mechanical station. It was created by Charles Francis Jenkins, one of the inventors I mentioned earlier. His station's first broadcast aired on July 2, 1928. The TV station WRGB has the honor of being the world's only continuously operating station since 1926. The first commercially produced TV was a mechanical type designed by John Baird. They would make their first appearance to the public in September 1928. It would take another 10 years for the electric TV to make its debut and be commercially produced. They turned out to be a huge hit. In 1948, the Telezoom, the world's first remote, was released. The Telezoom couldn't even change the channels or turn the TV on and off. It was used to zoom in on the picture on the TV. The first true remote was brought out by Zenith in 1955. It could change the channels as well as turn the TV on and off. It was also completely wireless. The color TV has roots that trace back to 1904. A German inventor had received a patent for a color TV. But the inventor didn't even have a working color TV. It was just a patented idea. There was a conceptualized color TV system that came out in 1925 by an inventor named Vladimir Zworykin. Hopefully I pronounced that right. Although many attempts were made to produce his design, his color TV never came to fruition. 20 years would pass, and in 1946, the idea of a color TV was revisited. By this time, the war was over, and the Americans were starting to look at their black and white TVs as being old news. They were wanting something new. So the color TV was started to be talked about a lot more seriously. The companies CBS and RCA were racing neck and neck to try to get the first color TV. CBS would eventually be victorious. But there was one big drawback with this TV. It was based on the mechanical TV system that John Logie Baird had created, and therefore wasn't compatible with the black and white TV set being used across America. Even though this TV had a major flaw, the FCC declared the CBS color TV was going to be the national standard. As you might expect, RCA put up a stink and contested the decision of the FCC. They claimed it was unfair to make the other TV the national standard when the majority of Americans owned RCA TVs already. But RCA stayed strong with their design and created their color TV that was compatible with the RCA sets Americans already owned. In 1953, the FCC finally acknowledged that the RCA system was better, and by 1954, the RCA color TV system was being sold across America. But the color TV system still had yet another hiccup. Broadcasters simply just weren't broadcasting their material in color. So as a result, there wasn't many color TVs owned between the years of 1954 and 1965. A year later, though, TV programming was now being broadcasted in color, and so a huge surge of color TV sales came about. Between the years of 1950 and the 2000s, there were TVs in practically every home across the nation. They evolved from a niche technology to an important means of communication. In the early 1993, 98% of American households owned at least one TV, and 64% owned more than one. 1996 saw the debut of the 18-inch satellite dish. It would become the best-selling electronic device in history since the VCR. Year 2000 saw the appearance of the DVD disc, a much better format for movies and sound in comparison to the VHS tape that had been out since the 1970s. 2004 would be the year that DVDs would outsell the VHS tape for the first time. 2005 would see the first flat screen or HD TVs, and a year later, the flat screens would start to become affordable. 2006 was also the year that Sony released the Blu-ray disc, something that would hold 27 gigs of information on the same size disc as a DVD. 2010 saw the first 3D TVs, spurred by the popular 3D movies like Avatar. Today, the future of the traditional TV has changed radically with online streaming and other broadcasting technologies. It's going to be interesting to see how traditional TVs will fare with such things like Netflix and other technologies. So this will wrap up this episode of the History of the Television on the History of Things podcast. I again am your host, Mark, and I owe credit to the website called bebusinessed.com and, of course, Google. Thank you so much for spending time with me today and checking this out. I hope this was educational and as well as a good form of entertainment for you. Next week, we are going to be talking about the history of the Toyota Land Cruiser, one of the most incredible off-road machines. So we'll see you then, and thank you again for your support.